This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how one person or negative event does not stop God. Recently, I was reading about the dispute that Barnabas and Paul had about John Mark. And while they were traveling on their first mission trip, John Mark abruptly decided to leave. But when they were planning their second trip, John Mark decided that he wanted to rejoin the group. Paul was dead set against it, but Barnabas disagreed with him. So Paul and Barnabas saw this situation with John Mark very differently, so they decided to part ways. But now without Barnabas, Paul was very concerned about the mission losing momentum. He just couldn't see how he would be able to cover all of the territory he needed to by himself. But when Barnabas left, God sent Silas and Timothy to Paul. And together, this new group covered more than 3,000 miles of territory spreading God's word. Instead of this event causing them to lose momentum, they only gained it. And oftentimes, we can view what appears to be a negative event as a pivotal moment and assume things will only get worse. Or if just one person is removed from the picture, we may think things will fall apart. And this is especially true if we see these events only in the natural. But let us be inspired to know that one event does not stop God as we hold on to these words. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, no one event stops God.